Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Playing this morning, Rick from Sacramento. Good morning.
Good morning.
You work at the post office?
Work for the post office, yep.
Which one?
Oh. One over here in Elk Grove here. It's called Florin.
Okay, very nice.
Do you know Kevin? Kevin lives in Elk Grove.
I don't know him. I know him from the radio, but that's about it.
That's probably for the best.
If you looked hard, would you be able to intercept his mail?
No, it wouldn't come through my office. No, if he's in Elk Grove, Florin is actually just a little north of Elk Grove, but yeah.
Because what a funny prank if we redirected all of Kevin's mail to us.
Right. Kevin, when was the last time you went to the post office?
2 days ago.
2 days ago? You went to the post office for what?
Yeah. What did you do?
Mail something.
Mail what?
What
did you mail? To who?
Don't worry about it. I'm a pen pal.
You have a pen pal?
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
We got to talk about that at some other time.
I got to thank Kevin. He keeps keeping me in a job.
That's a good point.
Good job, Kevin. Yeah. Good work. All right, Rick, do us a favor. Go ahead and kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
Katie, please exit the room.
You got it, sir.
Rick, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Today's jackpot, $180. Are you ready to play?
I am going to do my best.
Gavin, good to go?
Good to go.
Question one. The famous painting called The Last Supper was painted by Leonardo da Vinci around 1490, depicting Jesus and his disciples before his crucifixion. The original painting can be found in the dining hall at the Monastery of Santa Maria della Grazia, located in what Italian city? Is it Rome, Milan, or Pisa?
What is it? Give me the three guesses again.
Rome, Milan, or Pisa?
Let's go Milan.
Question two. On this day in 1866, the ASPCA was founded in New York City by philanthropist Henry Berg after he returned to New York City from a trip to Russia where he saw workhorses beaten by their drivers. What does ASPCA stand for?
American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Question three. A new movie called Summer Lovin', which will be a prequel to the 1978 smash hit Grease, is currently in the works. The movie will show how the two main characters first got together before the original film. What are the names of the two male and female leads in the original movie Grease?
Let's see. Danny and...
3 seconds.
Sandy. Danny and Sandy.
Question four. Sacramento was ranked number 82 out of 125 best places to live in the United States from U.S. News and World Report. It seems awfully low. Austin, Texas was ranked number one, followed by Denver, Colorado, and Colorado Springs. Which state doesn't touch Colorado? Is it Kansas, Nebraska, or Idaho?
Nebraska.
And question five, CNBC is catching heat after a segment aired on how to save money at a restaurant by saying to, quote, tip less. They said tip on the subtotal rather than the total. Of course, the internet was furious. If you tip 20% on a bill, that's $150. How much is the tip?
$30.
Katie!
How much is the tip? $30.
Katie! Katie.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Katie, come back in the studio.
He's been doing that the entire time, by the way.
Oh, my God.
fist pumping and everything.
I'm very sorry for everyone.
Katie, you're going for your 211th win today.
Okay.
And as always, if you want a behind the scenes of Are You Smarter Than Katie, we're doing it on our Instagram Live right now. We're super close to getting 24,000 followers on our Instagram at End1065. Katie, are you ready?
I am ready.
Question one. The famous painting called The Last Supper was painted by Leonardo da Vinci around 1490, depicting Jesus and his disciples before his crucifixion. The original painting can be found in the dining hall at the Monastery of Santa Maria della Grazia, located in what Italian city? Is it Rome, Milan, or Pisa?
Oh, my God. I'm going to say Pisa.
No, Milan.
How funny that it's hanging in the dining hall.
It is funny.
And it's the Last Supper.
Question two. On this day in 1866, the ASPCA was founded in New York City by philanthropist Henry Berg after he returned to New York City from a trip to Russia when he saw workhorses being beaten by their drivers.
Oh.
What does ASPCA stand for?
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Okay.
American Society of Pets.
3 seconds. Three.
Comma.
Two.
Association.
What? Will you give me that answer one more time?
Yeah. American Society of Pets, comma, Association.
Okay.
No C.
No, that's
the comma.
Yeah.
Oh, comma.
Right. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. Yeah. We're close.
Mm. I was very close. Where is the comma?
There is no comma.
It's silent.
Yes.
Question three. A new movie called Summer Lovin', which will be the prequel to the 1978 smash hit Grease, is currently in the works. The movie will show how the two main characters got together before the original movie. What are the names of the two male and female leads in the original movie Grease?
The two male and female leads?
The two main characters. Oh, my God.
What are the names What are the names of the male and female
Danny leads? Danny and Sandy.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What other quote do you know from Grease's Danny? And I want to hear it in Danny voice.
I had to convince her to have sex with me.
Wow.
I believe that's what the whole song's about.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay. Yeah.
And did they?
Did they have sex?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, too
did they?
Young.
What are you looking at me for? I don't know.
Too young.
I think it was implied. I don't think they ever came out and said it.
Oh, maybe you're right, because Rizzo's the only one that has sex.
Yeah.
Because she's a dirty, dirty girl.
All right. Question four. Sacramento was ranked number 82 out of 125 best places to live in the United States from U.S. News and World Report. Austin, Texas, ranked number one, followed by Denver, Colorado, and Colorado Springs. Which state doesn't touch Colorado? Is it Kansas, Nebraska, or Idaho?
3 seconds.
Okay, what was it? Oh, okay, Kansas. What?
Idaho. Kansas and Nebraska both touch Colorado.
It's further over than you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it is.
And question five, CNBC is catching heat after a segment aired on how to save money at a restaurant by saying to, quote, tip less. They said tip on the subtotal rather than the total. Of course, the internet was furious. If you tip 20% on a bill, that's $150. How much is the tip?
Okay, stop. Everybody stop. I know I moved the decimal.
We just went over this, everybody,
okay,
Friday
I'm gonna
night.
Say $30.
Wow. Oh, my God! That is correct! Oh, yeah. Oh, she got it right!
Stop! Gavin, you're going to break that!
Wow.
Wow!
Oh, my goodness. You got it! I didn't know if it would ever happen.
Hold on. I'm making a tally mark for that point.
Whew. Well done. All right.
Oh, man.
Let's go to the final score. Rick 4, Katie 2. Rick wins.
He did it. That Katie got the math question.
You're impressed?
Very impressed.
Thank you, Rick. Then you know what? I'm impressed that you got four.
I think it's a Christmas miracle, actually.
Which one did he get wrong?
He got the Kansas, Nebraska, Idaho.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
And I knew it as soon as I said it, too.
It's okay.
He probably did, because he works at the post office. He knows where things are.
He has to know where everything is.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Rick, congratulations. $180 is your jackpot. Nice. Her record stands at 210 wins and now 39 losses. Tomorrow we'll reset the jackpot to $20. Rick, go ahead and tell everybody what we now know.
I am smarter than Katie.
Sure
but
are.
I feel like a genius today, so it's fine.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.